Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome. Welcome to this second convocation. The first one was at McDonald College on Friday, and we have perfect weather for you today, maybe a little warmer this afternoon, but that's not your problem. That's our problem. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal. Another name is the Chef de Protocol. I'll explain if we have some time before the platform party arrives that our costumes are a little different. And the hat is unusual, and I think because it's so hot, instead of using it as a frisbee, I'll just take it off. This is the court for unrelenting frisbee, as you know, during the year. One thing I would ask of you, if you would please, to not have your cell phones on. Please turn them off. This was, I guess I was told, this is the wake-up call for the BlackBerry cell phone. But please don't have some of these other strange ones. It's very irritating. And they go on and on. We have a good show for you today. It should last about an hour and 45 minutes. We will be finished, I'm sure, before noon. There are about 390 graduates, and you're all out there, and I need to actually make sure that first of all, let me ask you, how many of you took a World of Chemistry course? Keep the hands up, just a minute. This is a very special camera because it records not only your faces, but where you live. And it also turns out that if you kept your grades with you, you will know that you will, as a graduate of that particular course or set of courses or even one of the courses, you'll be able to walk the stage. The rest of you will have to wait until you take that course eventually. No, not exactly. We have, I think, a very excellent presentation today from our honorary doctorate, Dr. Jack Stosak. He is a very recent Nobel Prize winner, and he was an undergraduate here at McGill, and I suspect that and there's the airplanes on right on time overhead to signal that this is just what the honor is here at McGill. He will be delivering the on-doc presentation. Our reader will be another favorite of yours, I think, Dr. David Ragsdale. Yes? Woo! Okay. He was selected because he's got a really excellent voice, and he also reads the names very well. the last people in the tent, and the protocol is that the platform party will be led by the chair of the Board of Governors, the chancellor, and of course the principal of McGill University, Heather Monroe Bloom. They will be the last ones in the tent, and I think you can hear the piper, Jeff McCarthy, leading the group down the main avenue, and they'll be entering here so that we can start, I hope, exactly at 10 o'clock. There are two quick announcements. One of them is that the Class Action 2011 produced a water kiosk, which is up on the platform to your left outside the 797 aircraft that we're in right here today. If you want free water, it's up there. We're going to try to eliminate all of that bottled water business. And there is a costume exhibit showing many of the really interesting costumes that have been produced and put together for the various presentations. It's in over the last 25 years. It's in the basement of the arts building. So if you're interested in that, just exit out and go straight up and in the basement, and you will find that particular display. It's really an excellent one overall. There is, I think, not very many more comments to make other than to thank our quintet, Brian Sand and his quintet, for their play earlier in, and thank you very much, Brian, as always. And as you can hear, out of the right side of the aircraft come the piper, and as soon as they enter, I will ask you to stand. In fact, I think maybe levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus, finally on such a gorgeous day, for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Science. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Sciences. Now, it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 70 or 80 years, even 90 in some cases. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, several careers probably, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance your career paths that you have now chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be in appreciation of art, literature, music, travel, or even bird watching. Since you will hopefully have a long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, and you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, exhibitions, and finally, the works of art that I have acquired from my own home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my so-called day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life. And this is a passion that started after completing all of my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Professor Jack Szostak, esteemed colleagues, proud family members, and most important, graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue à McGill. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my privilege to welcome you as well to our beautiful downtown campus for the spring convocation. Graduating class, today is a truly momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that you will look back on and remember always. After all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here at this milestone in your life, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered the tent as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will be joining, as the newest members of a family, more than 200,000 living alumni worldwide, a community that includes our chancellor, our chair, our vice chair, and our distinguished honorary degree recipient. Graduates, we know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student from time to time, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. So as we celebrate here today, I ask the graduating class of 2011 to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family members and closest friends who have seen you through your studies at McGill. Many of you will be thinking about life, where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains, un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted right here on these very lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our McGill history, as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter from King George IV, establishing it as a university with the power to confer degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and a long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution expressed here at home in Quebec, across Canada, and in every country of the world. For you and for all of our students, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends here and worldwide, this anniversary is an opportunity to pause and to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill for over 190 years. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift to form a university in a secular tradition was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land, on the side of a wintry mountain on an isolated island, could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and Aboriginal languages and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he imagined or wished for. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in every important field of human endeavor, from medicine to music, law to engineering, in business and in the agricultural and environmental sciences, in the physical sciences and the arts, and in the social sciences, here in Canada and around the globe. Our magnificent downtown campus, with its more than 50 patrimonial buildings and monuments, many named after generous benefactors and great scientists, such as Sir Ernest Rutherford, the Nobel Prize-winning McGill physicist, and Sir Thomas George Roddick, the renowned doctor and dean of medicine, along with our beautiful McDonald campus, these are symbols of human progress writ large. In the words of the father of modern medical education, Sir William Osler, a McGill graduate and professor of medicine, the great possession of any university is in its great names. The history of McGill is a history of remarkable individuals, of the men and women who pushed for progress and who reached new heights of human achievement. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates, as we'll see this morning, and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, poets and prime ministers, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists. People just like you. Feel no pressure at all. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill and our abiding commitment to excellence, to diversity, and to community service. These will be our future, your future, as these have also shaped our past. And as we celebrate you today, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Science. The study of science has a distinguished history here at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences to the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s to present day. As Dean Martin Grant advances into his second mandate, we applaud his highly effective leadership as team science builds on that tradition. Over the last year, excellence in science in McGill has received national and international recognition. This spring also marks the conclusion of a successful first year for McGill's Bachelor of Arts in Science interfaculty program in Sustainability, Science, and Society, an innovative and interdisciplinary program between McGill School of the Environment and the Department of Geography, linked with associated other departments. We also pay tribute today to renowned McGill Science graduate and recent Nobel laureate, Dr. Willard Boyle, who passed away earlier this month. And as we reflect on McGill's past and commit ourselves to its future, we ask, what is the value of one student or one citizen? Our newly elected members of Parliament, five of whom are McGill students, have an excellent opportunity to answer this question, to remind us that education is not a college course, but a life course. The true student is a citizen of the world. Graduating class of 2011, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to give back, to act for your community, your profession, your country, and your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, written 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away a parchment, keep it. As the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning and will seem to breathe from the wall on which it hangs, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affections for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill, your fellowship and all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories as you leave our campus later today. And as the famously outspoken economist himself might have said, may you, in your richness, remember us. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationship with each other continue to nourish you. But for now, today, this is your special day. Savor the moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Dean Martin Grant to present to Professor Jack Szostak that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Martin Grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Professor Jack W. Szostak, a distinguished scientist and McGill graduate who is an inspiring role model and personifies one of the signature strengths of our university, the quality of our students. Professor Szostak graduated with a BSc in cell biology from McGill University in 1972 at the age of 19. He completed his PhD in biochemistry at Cornell University in 1977 and then moved to Harvard Medical School. He is presently the professor of genetics at the Harvard Medical School, the Alex A. Rich Distinguished Investigator of the Department of Molecular Biology at the Massachusetts General Hospital, and an investigator at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. He has made contributions in the field of genetics involving topics as diverse as the mechanisms of genetic recombination, the catalytic capabilities of RNA molecules, the origin of life, and the construction of artificial cells. Professor Szostak's most celebrated discoveries stem from his inquiries into the structure and function of telomeres, elements located at the ends of chromosomes. In the early 1980s, he and his collaborators showed that these structures conferred stability to chromosome ends that would otherwise tend to shorten due to incomplete replication. Amongst other things, this helped pave the way for the sequencing of the human genome. For this work, Professor Szostak, together with Professors Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greeter, were awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology for the discovery of how chromosomes are protected by telomeres and the enzyme telomerase. To our students, I cannot say that a BSc from McGill gives you a nose up for a Nobel Prize, but it certainly doesn't hurt. Professor Szostak has won many other awards. He is a member of the National Academy of Science and has won the National Academy of Science Award in Molecular Biology, the Genetic Society of America Medal, and the Albert Lasker Basic Medical Research Award. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values of the deepest nature. I have described some of Professor Szostak's outstanding scientific achievements. As well, his passionate commitment to research involves giving back to the next generation of scholars. No less than 19 students have completed PhD theses in his group. This commitment to excellence and the commitment to the renewal of that excellence through the training of students are values I am proud to say are shared by the university at which Jack graduated from with a BSc almost 40 years ago. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Professor Jack Szostak so that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Mesdames et messieurs, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter le Dr. Jack Szostak pour prononcer l'allocution à l'occasion de la collation des grades. Dr. Szostak.
Chancellor Steinberg, Chair of the Board, Abbott. Principal Monroe Bloom, Dean Grant, faculty members, parents, friends, and all fellow graduates. Before I begin my convocation address proper, please allow me to say a few words of gratitude to the members of the Honorary Degree Selection Committee. I'm very grateful for this distinction. It's the first time I've received an honorary doctorate, and I'm especially pleased that it's from McGill. I have to say that I had to work a lot harder for my first degree here, which was awarded in 1972. And having received one degree from McGill, it never occurred to me that I'd be back someday to receive a second. So this is a doubly surprising and happy occasion, and I thank you again for the honor. I'd just like to say one word to the parents. You have no idea how envious I am of you and happy for you. I'm looking forward to seeing my children graduate, but it won't be for quite a while. So very happy for you all. So I'd now like to address the graduating class of 2011. And of course, my first order of business is just to congratulate you all on reaching this milestone, which is certainly the culmination of a considerable amount of effort over the past several years. So in addition to surviving the intellectual rigors involved in attaining your degree, I suspect, if memory serves me, that I should also congratulate many of you on surviving those explorations and perhaps occasional excesses so often attendant upon first realizing the independence and freedom of university life. So let me say just a little bit about how and why I came to be here and the role that McGill played in that journey. So there was a considerable amount of excitement and pride here in October of 2009 when the Nobel Prizes were announced. And it turned out that not one but two former students of McGill University were to become Nobel laureates, one being me and the other the late Willard Boyle, who won in physics as co-inventor of the CCD chip, something that we all use almost every day. I had the great pleasure of meeting Willard in Stockholm, and we did talk about our days at McGill. We didn't overlap. Willard graduated from McGill round about the time that I was born. but we were both pretty amused at seeing our current pictures splashed around all the newspapers alongside our photographs from commencement. It was quite a contrast. So the important point is that this double dose of glory for McGill does say something about this great university, which is that the teaching, the training, and all the fantastic opportunities available for undergraduates to be involved in research and science do really provide amazing preparation. So my first experiences in scientific research were here at McGill in the biology department. Once I'd experienced the thrill of learning something new about nature, seeing something for the first time that nobody had ever seen before, I was completely hooked and set on the course of my professional life. 7 years after graduating from McGill, I was setting up my own lab at Harvard Medical School, and I was thinking almost all the time about what happens to broken DNA molecules inside cells. And then a chance meeting at a scientific conference sent me off in a completely different direction. And that was a fantastic collaborative study of the DNA at the ends of chromosomes. So as you just heard, this DNA is continuously regenerated by a special enzyme known as telomerase. And that biochemistry, it was very esoteric biochemistry, kind of obscure field at the time, turned out years later to be central now to our current understanding of both cancer and aging. One of the reasons that it took 25 years between the time of our initial discoveries and the awarding of the Nobel Prize is simply that it took many years for the full implications of our work to unfold. And so I'd just like to say to the graduates, not to be afraid of working on something that you think is important and interesting, even if the full implications are a long way off in the future. So I know that you're all about to run off in 1,000 different directions, and so I'd like to end by focusing on just one lesson that I've taken from my life in science. Something which I think is really important in all areas of human endeavor. And that is the importance of questioning authority in all its guises, questioning the received wisdom of our times. If there's one lesson I hope you learned here at McGill, it's the importance of questioning your professors, not just believing everything you're told. Of course, all that extends to questioning the authors you read, the things that you read in the newspapers or on the web. Most importantly, it extends to questioning the conclusions and the beliefs that you yourself have. To approach the truth and to make the world a better place, we have to ask questions. And not just ask questions, but look at evidence and exercise our own best judgment. The world faces great challenges in large part because so many people hold fast to preconceptions, biases, and prejudices that they've inherited from just the world that we live in. And yet, fighting the preconceptions of other people is trivial compared to fighting the preconceptions that we have ourselves, our own favorite ideas or pet theories. This has been my greatest challenge as a scientist, and to the extent that I've been successful in science, it's because I've always tried to place reality and evidence ahead of my own favorite ideas or my own favorite theory about how something works. So I hope that you'll take that lesson with you and find success in all your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shostak. I think one of the things that comes out of his convocation address is the opportunities that stand before you as graduates in science. When I started at this university over 60 years ago and graduated 4 years later on this very spot, science didn't have nearly the opportunities that it had then. I went into commerce. Thought that with a BCom that was the suitable way to go, and it has worked out extremely well for me in the ensuing years. However, there's no doubt in my mind that with everything that is happening in science and everything that's going to happen, I think you are very well placed for an exciting future. So good luck in that respect. I now call upon the provost. We'll now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees, and Professor Anthony Massey will commence these formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from the Faculty of Science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and for a celebration of their accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove the mortarboard hat and then be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who has already earned a degree will keep the mortarboard on his or her head and will instead be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. This year, the university is very proud to introduce a First Nations graduation scarf for those students of First Nation, Inuit, and Métis origins. A red scarf signifies a degree, and a white scarf signifies earning a certificate or diploma. So if you see the scarf, it is because of that. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as they leave the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates. Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Postgraduate and Doctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to those receiving graduate degrees. Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Jean-François Boisflers-Lachance. Neil Jean Bouguer. Oh, sorry, didn't mess up good. Luis Fernando de Leon Reyna. Ka Lun Law. Sarah Elizabeth Overington. Jesse Clark Vermeer. For the degree of Master of Science, Carolyn Prudence Fernandez. Emily Marie Catherine Wendland. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Aaron Hashem Abu Ragib. Jihan Ahmed. Elizabeth K. Allen. Rebecca Katie Yolanda Astafan. Andrew Meckler Attardo. Nabila Sarika Azad, Distinction Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Yan Azule. Thomas Baldassar. Emma Alexandra Bateman, Dean's Honor List. Michelle Audrey Breda. Felicia Brunette. Charles Eric Birchfield. Fu Ting Chang. Lindsay Sarah Cheskis, Distinction. Alexandra Cook. Rachel Lewis Cotton. Andrew Terrence Cudmore. Rhea D'Souza. Winnie Danielle. Theodora Christiana Dumitra, Distinction. Adam Beauclerc Flamme Caldera, Distinction. Mary Sophia Francis Feely. Daniel Zachary Philip Friedman, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Nadia Gabarin. Mathieu Gagnon. Kriti Devan Gandhi. Jeffrey Scott Gibson. Hannah Glinter. Jamie Lynn Gordon. Sarah Grossenbacher. Jody Beth Grundman. Frances Ann Handley Derry, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Vivian Hirsch. Laura Horowitz. Michelle Hood, Distinction. Jillian Huang. Tiffany Man Yan Ip. Miriam Kaduri. Iris May Amanda Carey, Distinction. Amarpreet Kaur. Emily K. Rivest, Dean's Honor List. Chelsea Alexandra Kenmer. Alicia Margaret Kerrigan. Bilai Ibrahim Khan, Distinction. Shivam Raj Khanna. Zoe Ann Kitchler, Distinction. Jonathan Gi-hoon Kim. Yena Kim. Rachel Marie Kleeman. Dimitra Asimina Kutrumbas. Mervyn Edmund Kwok. Marie Crystal Lanton. Samara Hannah Kronitz Laskin, Lewis and Bessie Batiste Prize, Dean's Honor List. Susan Lee. Clara Lee. Yu-Min Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Scott Alexander McPhee. Samantha Ann Makarenko, Dean's Honor List. Kristen Marie Malcolm, Distinction. Mandeep Kaur Mann. Zariat Musina Manan. Christina Mantzioros. G- Gregory Eric Martin, Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Tyler McManus. Catherine Lee Metham. Sharon Sarah Misalem. Elizabeth Catherine Miazga, Dean's Honor List. Alireza Moffid. Nikhila Natarajan. Corey Novak. Roshan Patel. Jacqueline Margaret Pennycook. Martin Perlstein, Distinction. Amy Elizabeth Pickett. Adam Pia Gossack, Dean's Honor List. Noren Pisani. Anthony Rhino. Joshua Rosenblatt, Dean's Honor List. Rachel Elizabeth Rosenblum, Distinction. Jeremy Andrew Saban. Amy Lee Saray. Kapil Serene Khanna, Distinction. Melissa Scalzo. Diana Sciortino. Sarah Zalecki, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Mahmoud Ahmed Shadi. Sanhita Srivastava, Distinction. Krishanthi Sivagopal. Najita Sivakumar. Sophia Skolikas, Dean's Honor List. Leah Madeline Smith, Distinction. Jason Steinmetz, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Lauren Stout, Anna and Robert Skomorowski's Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Rebecca Dara Roseanne Sugar. Edward Kenneth Sutton, Distinction. Vimarsha Swami, Dean's Honor List. David Samuel Shams. James Thornton. Jonathan Yock Tran. Michael Trevisano. Lillian Carbo Tsui. Rehan Umar. Andrea Kathleen Venables. Omar Carl Frederick Vio. Erica Catherine Tice. Maxim Tomaszewski. Simone Viennot. Candesia Lindsay Walker. Camille Eunice West. Vanessa Wong Ki Chuan. Jing Shu. Kevin Yang. Cheng Cheng. Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Elham Afzal. Timothy Edwin Allen. Walid Awad. Hamza Munawar Beg. Leslie Berandarika Inabara. Jad Ibrahim Bell, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Michael Burkat. Ki Yin Chan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Ranveer Chowdhury, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Brian Chun, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Aliona Tsubanu. Maya Daher. Helene DeFalk, Dean's Honor List. Nazim Khaled El Husseini. Sebastian Gilfillan. Harpreet Kaur Gill. Ruba Halloween. Derek Thomas Hall, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Ronan Patrick Hanley, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Jesse Jonathan Hover, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Alexandra Yu Yin Hao, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Sohal Jumaluddin Huda. Heather Nicole Johnson, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Yochi Kadota. Eric Garo Kunelian. Hae-in Kim. Yoon-soo Kim. Daniel Eric Lantella, Distinction First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Kevin Lau. Ja Young Lee. Jeffrey Liu. Chantal Marie Pascal Long. Angelo Michael Macri, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Kavir Rasan Mayalangam. Roman Malyi. Sean Derek McGurk, Honors in Biochemistry. Mohammed Onib Rahman Mian. Leon Mignaka. Galen Michael Montesano. Christine Mitri Najar. Madhvi Nath, Honors in Biochemistry. Natalie Ing Cute Leong, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Hien Nguyen. John Ibrahim Ozalik. Lakshmi Pillai. Karim Kasim, Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Nicholas Michael Perdome, Dean's Honor List. Nina Rhoda, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Nicholas Richard Rossi. Saria Sakhar. Joseph Randall Shaw, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Tharsika Sinathambi. Faisal Ahmed Suleiman. Vera Solovieva. Lean Antoine Stefan. David Albert Sterling. Iona Varland, Distinction. Chen Han Wang. Jun Wang, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Sean Ryan Yaffe. Mian Chen Yu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Malik Abu Jaudeh. Syed Ahmed Al-Hashimi. Julianne Baranowski. Emma Bertrand. Felix Boivin Laframboise. Carl Boodman, Distinction First Class Honors in Biology. Leslie Ann Toshiko Bowen. Adrian Reich Guril, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biology. Sami Ahmad Shaban, Distinction. Alice Charlotte Chotard. Laura Chouinard Thule. Cecilia Joyce Crosby. Eve Desplats. Trina Du, Phantom Memorial Prize in Biology, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Malib El Khoury. Alexandra Anna Filippi. Natalie Levine Fole. Malv Elizabeth Forster. Jeremy Abraham Gold, Distinction. Lubov Sergeevna Grigoreva. Fiona Hales, First Class Honors in Biology. Tatiana Elizabeth Hayek, Distinction. Carly Jean Kenyon. Sung Yun Ko. Alexandra Hadley Miller Kobe, Distinction. Kate Thule Krivi. Doris An Yin Lau. George Lee. Nicholas Robert Edwin Light. Shivani Majithia. Erin Jane McDonald. Genevra Myers. Eva Maria Payette. Sarah Crystal Desotels Pease, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Guillaume Peltier, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Frank Rigler Prize in Ecology. Carolyn Perugino, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Michael Anthony Pisa. Joanna Ravenhurst. Lara Sylvain Reichman. Lee Alexandra Sadler. Addy Sarek. Taylor Ryan Schneider. Michelle Vicky Sedgwick. Niruja Shanmuganathan. Xiaowen Shi. Joseph Hans Stevens, Distinction. Jennifer Midori Sunahara. Anna Nicole Swick Coriel, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Eric Tang. Raphael Pierre Thézé Boissonnet. Anne Sophie Hélène Tourette, Distinction. Joubert Velasquez, First Class Honors in Biology. Kirsten Weens, First Class Honors in Biology, MOIS Traveling Scholarship, Dean's Honor List. Weena Chow, Distinction. Nicole Christiane Zito. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, Soraya Luis Abbas Bolduc. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Alexandra Ann Carolyn Allard Coutu, First Class Honors in Immunology. Daniel Kevin Chan, First Class Honors in Immunology. Thomas Zaccardelli D. Leonardo, Honors in Immunology. Vlad Alexandru Dragon, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Paul David Foster, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Melissa Herman, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Casey Elisa Herskovich, First Class Honors in Immunology. Joseph Krongold, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Joanna Wojcicka, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honors List. Jasmine Wright, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Zhang, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Joshua Odiambo Abaki. Mazen Abdelghani, Dean's Honor List. Rana Ayman Abulnur. Akram Al-Talibi, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Matthew Bajdath, Distinction, sorry. What's that right? Konstantina Boikos. Etienne Boudrias-Dahl. Julia Marion Bowes, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Campbell, Distinction. Gary Chang. Chin Tung Cheng. I'm David Korkos. Christopher Daniel DeRosiers. Rachel Hyacinth Fernandez. Renaud Garon Gendron. Joshua James Gillard, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Haran Gopalachandran. Jeremy Michael Gross, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. James Robert Holden, Dean's Honor List, E.G.D. Murray Prize in Microbiology, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Major Hiram Mills Medal. Jung Kyun Im, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Lina Sang Ah Jay. Fabrice Jean Pierre. Julianne Carol Kaiser, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Ilya Kravtsov. Hyun Kwak. Ricky Kwan. Amanda Lovato, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Thi Dan Than Lu. Sandra McCool. Mark Mimi, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Nanur Nushing Minoyan. Lorcan John Mishler. Ida Musa Poor. Vanessa Naimi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Apurba Nath. Christoph Birkland Nelson, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Maud Paradis, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Ivan Flaminov Petkov. Jin Qian. Mohammed Ayman Rashid. Richard Razek. Robert Noah Reese, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Vanessa Resendez. Alessandra Ricciardi, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Sosi Karin Sahakian. David Salem. Jean-Alexandre Sauvé, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Rachel Silva Smith. Rory Caleb Slino. Najla Tabara. First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Cynthia Thompson. Stephen Elliott Sukas. Amy Wee. Dominic Alexander Zanet, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Philip Zanet. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Daniel Alfred George Abrechtsens. Nadia Danielle Andrichow. Agnes Bakopoulos. Victoria Bibby. Kyler Brown, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Madeline Doyle, Distinction. Joseph Aurelio Giardini. Allison Christine Green. Salim Hani. Edith Antoine Hanna. Jennifer Ann Hunter, Distinction. Daniel Kramer. Edmund Lamb, Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Breton Lindsay Lang. Matthew Lewis Levitt, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Stephanie Lee. Ting Ting Liang. Emily Rose Lindemer, Distinction. Danielle Renee McEachern. Shay Quentin Neufeld, Distinction. Ray Price. Risha Raja, Distinction. Stephanie Elizabeth Rankin. Lara Riker, Distinction. Brittany Lynn Rock. Stephen Roy. Melanie Ann Sagado. Mammy Ming Mei Shum. Robert Stephen Simmons Beck, Distinction. Christina Tyler. Tatiana Tolok. Karen Kar Yan Tong, Distinction. Maria Tran. Jesse Hudson. Kyung Jae Yu, Dean's Honor List. Austin Zaloom, Distinction. Anna Zuckerman, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Arjun Amrit Purpalani, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Nikita Lula. Rebecca K. Mock, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Rohini Sonia Mehta. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Giselle Marie Bukaled, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Christopher Fagundes Braga. Allison Janelle Cameron Vendrig. Albert Yun Pai Chang, Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Chartrand, Distinction. David Alexandra Chetrit. Nicholas James Jin-Yi, Distinction. Emily Louise Clark. Ariel Dahan. Alexander Tanaik Danko, Distinction. Nurman Raba Diab, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Isidore Diego Dodard Friedman. Vanessa Lynn Doyan Kemp, Distinction. Brady Eason, Distinction. Nicole Alexandra Edwards, Distinction. Madeline Giestor. Takla Griss. Nisha Gupta. Peter Alexander Haddad. Jacqueline Harrison. Rochelle Emily Harrington. Catherine Elizabeth Houghton. Umar Iftikhar, Distinction. Ketsia Joseph. Adam Seth Kalmeyer. Morgan Justine Kartling. Maida Kayat Kulgi. Bung Kuk Ko. Dekun Kong, Honors in Physiology. Ivan Yihang Li. Aranza Lewis. Chao Yu Liu. Laura Ann McCann. Chelsea Ann Mazur. Soo Yeon Min. Stephen Mouton, First Class Honors in Physiology. Kelly Ann Murphy. Samuel Benjamin Nair, Dean's Honor List. Tristan Rainville, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Salmana Sasan Rajput. Joel Donald Earl Roblin. Simon Kevin Rozowski. Lena Madison Runk. Francesca Scivione. Jessica Lane Sessenwine. Michael Soon. Lauren Marie Templeton. Samuel Robert Thrall. Gloria Wei Guan To. Vanessa Vaccaro, Distinction. Robert Alexander Vincelli, Dean's Honor List. Michael Howard Walsh, Distinction First Class Honors in Physiology. Erica Jordan Weinstein, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Hillary Witzel, Dr. Kathleen Thoreau Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Alexis Antanas Ziagru, Dr. Kathleen Thoreau Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics, Jenna Lee Blumenthal. Stefan Bertz Link. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Quantitative Biology, Eric Yen.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Ragsdale. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilégiés et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.